It's time to blunder! Woo! The Blunder Years, back before all the beer made him age 50 years. What a tragedy. The Blunder Years, just before that buffoon went and totally ruined his career. Let's cheer.
Skull! Skull! Ladies and gentlemen, or as John likes to say,
scroll!
Scroll! That's right. Welcome. This is live. Hello, all our member people. That's right. You guys are the elite here at TSN. Thank you for joining us. And Bobby, you want to give them a little something, something?
Do 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 Thank you.
Wow. Man, how about a twofer? Ooh.
Do 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 do.
Wow.
You see, I can do it all. Yeah. And no, I don't have the filter on to stun. I've been in the sun, maybe. I've been planting seed. I've been fucking making stuff feed. Look at this. And look at this. My nails are still dirty, but they're cleaner than John's. And I was digging in dirt and topsoil. Topsoil is dirty, Daddy.
Woo!
You ain't kidding, Jack.
Bye-bye. I'm sorry. I humbly ask. I was so impressed with the sunshine of your love. Perhaps we can do a little duet one of these days where I get out the electric guitar and you can do some horn.
Sure, I can do that. We can definitely do that.
Love that with the delay. I'm sure that would sound terrible.
And I can do the bass too. I can do the bass too. And I got to get that plugged
at the
in.
Same time?
Yeah, can we strap a bass drum to your back?
Well, I'll do it with the invisible horn.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Blunder Years, all those beers ago. Thank you for joining us. Of course, Mike Morse, the Zenster, the Zenhauser joining us, and the Reverend Bob Levy.
Ooh,
yeah. We missed you guys this morning. We will be back on tomorrow morning. And before we go any further, because we got a nice little surprise for you guys, I just want to mention bsshowlive.com. This is the week to get your tickets if you're in doubt, because it's on Friday and Saturday. We are all hanging and banging. Point Pleasant, New Jersey, Friday, March 29th. Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club, we will be there. March 30th, that is Saturday night, Levittown, Long Island, Governor's Comedy Club, we will be there. Join us both nights. Come hang. Come say hello. It's a family affair. Let's see you there. Come on.
Pay $10 to fight Mike.
There you go. Anyone can. Every ticket is an opportunity to meet, greet, and kick an apple off Mike's head.
Step right up here. Punch Mike in the face for $10.
Mike, why don't you just draw your head like an apple?
That's an idea.
Not a bad idea. He's on fire already today. I like it. Idea Bob.
Well, listen. I'm feeding. I'm doing my farming.
Seasons change, and so does the Levy.
Yeah.
From awesome to more awesome.
Yeah, I do a little at a time. So I'm doing a little run area where I move Perry down to run. So, and then I'll make my way down.
Look at that. an alternative running area.
Yes.
Look at that. Long dog. We got a dog
to the top. If you want to run in my yard, it's a long. I get it.
Mike, do that.
Yeah, okay. Get on it. Uncle Poopy, now we know why there was no BS show. TSN is doing so poorly. Shuly picked up a paper route. Shut the fuck up, dude. I can't. Vince and John, they're all going to know. The dude minds. Thank you for the 10 bucks. Picture this. Stuttering John passes away and is at the pearly gates. But instead of St. Peter deciding who gets in, it's Shuly's mom smiling and telling John he has to redo his shitty life. Scola. Wow. And she'd be smoking a cigarette, too, laughing her ass off. I gave Stuttering John a vocab lesson today. You can't beat this. I love it, Michael P. Thank you.
Oh, Taylor Swift.
So we have a fun surprise for you guys, courtesy of our pal Discount Don. There's a lot of audio of John that we don't really play a lot because audio, it's kind of boring. And Discount thought he had an idea to spice things up a little bit. And he created something that we are now going to be doing on tier two of the membership channel here, which I think after it airs on tier two first, then, you know, a little, I don't know, like a few days later or something, we can drop it down to tier one or whatever. We'll figure it out. But it's definitely going live on tier two. We don't have a name for it. So if you guys want to help us come up with a name, that would be awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, we discount. I did nothing. Discount Don.
Wow.
Made audio clips. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready. Here we go.
We cut out one line. We said, "What's your diaphragm made of?" And then she went, "Steel." Didn't work. Sorry.
I mean, look at this already. You're like, what the fuck? This is
crazy.
This is awesome, right?
Yeah.
All right, Johnson, what is this? After interning for me, you've written your own bit.
Yes, I have. I'm not, you know, still happy with the production of it. You know, Mike's still learning how to produce. But, you know, I hope you can look over that. And
look over that?
Yeah, look through that.
Find your bit. Where is your bit?
Oh. So this is the first bit that John ever produced and did on the show on his own. That has no, attachment to the going out on man on the street stuff. Question: it was just a John inspired bit that he came.
Are you hearing a hum in it?
A hum in the audio? Yeah, it's when we play it. Yeah, it's old audio, so you'll hear a little.
Oh, okay. Bit.
Do you hear a hum and a hum and a
hum and a hum and a hum and a hum and a hum?
John, okay. All right, let's hear it.
All right.
Now, what is this bit about? Sure. Do we need any explanation, or we can just play it?
You could just play it, I guess.
All right. This is Stuttering John. And every 3 seconds, let's break in and tell the people that it's not ours.
All right.
Look.
What?
Yeah, all right. I can see what's going to happen. All right.
All right, that was not us. All right, here we go. Can I just say something?
What?
There's about 10 seconds too much music there.
Already, wow. The bits just started. Howard's like, let me tell you, mistake number one. I love it.
You discuss this with Mike. You know, he's got to learn.
Well, Mike's got to get it together. All right.
You tired of
working? Oh, and classic John. It's Mike's fault right away. Mike didn't know what to do.
Working for your money? Are you tired of doing things that are expected of you? Do you want to read newspapers, go out on dates, yell at your underlings, not to mention monopolize on your boss's name? Well, have we got a record for you. Kay Smells, new and smelly, boy Gary Della.
So this is a bit Howard had done many times. The K-Tel records, you know, and Fred would do different, you know, voices. And been done a million times, right?
Yes.
I mean, or did John inspire this whole bit?
Knows.
I don't know. Is anybody awake? Are you guys all right?
I want to hear
pretty good. All right.
Bates, I don't work for a living. You must buy this now. Watch how Gary passes the buck.
Gary, I need you to call Ronnie. Hand deliver this to my agent and cue up the Joe Walsh song. Close the door behind you.
And he had them do lines for it. So it's Howard, Gary. He got a script. They're all recording lines.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah.
John, I need you to call Ronnie.
Mike, bring this to Howard's agent. Shelly, cue this up to the Joe Walsh song.
Wouldn't you want to sleep at work? Hey, is anybody going to answer the phones around here? Or how about give your interns Della Bate hell?
Hello?
Hi, Gary. Hi, Sean. Listen, man, my sister just died, man. I don't think I can make it into work, man. I'm real sorry, but, you know, then my mom just went into the hospital and, the microwave exploded.
This is terrible. This is terrible.
It's a little too edgy for radio.
Yeah.
Came on to kill my dog. I don't think I can come in, man.
John, what's the deal, man? We really need you today. I'm getting sick of this. You got to let me know these things in advance if you're going to be out. You and Mike left early. You guys better not make a habit of this.
Yeah.
Is this kind of inside, though? Isn't this like all the stuff that happens to you? Plus, that's my megaphone, man. I recognized it the second I heard it.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Don't use my megaphone.
It's, you know, it's building momentum, man. It's building momentum.
It is?
It is? When?
I mean, I think it's... All right.
Look at his boobs, too. Andy did his boobs. Great.
Can we continue with the bit?
All right, just want to say it's not.
It's not.
Yeah,
it's not,
just repeat. This is not my bit. This is John.
Watch how Gary uses the boss's name to get dates.
Do you want to meet Howard?
I'd love to meet Howard.
Then do me.
Learn how to procrastinate.
I think I'll start my diet right now.
Package of Zagnuts for Gary.
I mean, what is going on with this bit? I thought it was a KTEL Records. Now there's deliveries happening. Gary's involved. John's calling in sick.
It sounds like it's all around. It's all surrounded around Gary.
Well, it's all surrounded around John, it sounds like to me, more than Gary.
But it should be surrounded around shit because this is fucking garbage.
Well, you're right. All the jokes, yes, they're all about Gary. Absolutely.
And when I was doing songs and stuff for them, the number one thing, keep it short.
Right.
Keep it as short as possible. That was the number one thing he wanted.
Get to it.
Yep.
Delibate?
Yum, yum.
Or learn Gary's special art of
I remember Sal fucked around with Howard's megaphone, almost got fired. He was pissed. Yeah, a lot of people. Take a bow, Andy. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. My loss. I was blown away when I saw this.
It's crazy.
Why do you think that is? Because putting your mouth on his megaphone, because he's a big germaphobe?
Yeah, he's total, 100%, total germaphobe.
And you know, Sal probably tried to blow it with his ass somehow.
I mean, the first thing he imagines is that weird penis of his fucking rubbing on it or trying to make his dick talk, moving the foreskin, you know, as a mouth, you know. You can't put it past Sal to do something like that. Mike Tucci. There's a whole lot of audio of John without TV footage that's worth goofing on. Great idea. Shout out to Andy. Andy needs a raise. Hear, hear, Stacy. Hear, hear.
Yeah, get him a higher chair.
Check out Howie's notes. Lots of DJs did this bit. Oh, the KTEL record. Yeah, but not that bad. Not that bad. Abandoned his family guy.
That's the name of the show. Holy shit. That's
wow.
What wow. That's
the winner.
That's so far. That's definitely in the lead.
Mm-hmm. Send him a t-shirt.
Of course, his first bit for the greatest radio show ever is not done and requires everyone to do work to clean it up. Lazy. Isn't that crazy, right? Who saw that coming? Speaking of merch, Chuckster sent me a DM and I forgot to send you the link. But he has John merch that he's making and selling now. He's got great stuff. So shout out to Chuckster, man. He provides a lot of stuff for us and good dude. Mike, so nice. It's brilliant. It's all brilliant. I'm glad you guys are digging it. A high schooler who has seen one SNL could make this. How dare you? How dare you? There's always one, though. Always one.
Bate delegation.
Put my potatoes in the microwave. Throw this newspaper out and call Allison. Tell her to meet me at my agent Don's. And tell John.
Look how thrilled Howard sounds reading these lines. You can just hear, I want to get the fuck out of here in his voice.
I mean, hopefully it was during the break and not after the show. I'm sure.
No, this was after the show. I guarantee
he had to be pissed.
Oh, yeah.
All right, John, it also sounded like there was like no editing in between what he was saying. He just kind of like let it run.
You don't edit shit. You let it fall out of your asshole. That's it. There's nothing to cut up.
You could have put like a little effect or something in the middle. He could have sandwiched it. See how I put food into it? You could sandwich something between the two lines to make it like a little bit more funny. But no.
Papers in the microwave. Right, I think. Didn't you do this already? How many times are you going to do the same thing over and over?
No, this is where we play. Yes.
No, that's it. This bit's got so much momentum. It's going right out the door on its own.
All right. Hang on. Just come on. It's almost.
Oh, gone. Robin, please tell him.
No, let him. Let we'll let the audience tell him.
Go ahead.
Finish the bit.
So Howard's potatoes out, and tell Gynaman to meet Howard at Don's, and tell Allison to screw off.
Buy now and get this extra 45 where Gary shows you how to avoid controversy, do nothing, and drink for free with celebrities like Andrew Dice Clay.
Hey, Gary, what's going on with
Howard? The editing cuts him off at Clay, goes right into the other thing.
Howard.
What do you suppose REO Speedwagon and REM talk about? I mean, I really can't imagine.
You fart breath. Dog.
What is going on here?
It's John's idea of
John,
comedy.
It's not funny. Trust me, it's not funny. It's boring and unfunny.
Do you get what they what those clips are from?
What?
Do you remember when you were saying how when Gary went out with and met Andrew Dice Clay?
Right.
All right. And how he totally avoided every like the subject. Yeah. That is what's
going on. Listen, you're ruining my career.
He talks to Howard like he does a baby voice to Howard. Have you noticed that? Yeah. That's really weird.
Yeah, and I love how Howard says, he says to him, you're ruining my career, he tells him.
That is what's going on.
Listen, you're ruining my career.
I'm ruining your career?
Yeah. Please, you're upsetting anything good you've ever done.
This is terrible. It's not bad. It's terrible. You see, you're not going to finish it, I guess.
Yeah. I don't think we can.
Do you think it's really going to make a difference?
You think it's
going
to make a big comeback?
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. All right, maybe I'm wrong.
He know, hey, man, he knows. Get every drop out of this. Every drop.
Holding it to something.
Well, I want to get back with him.
So of the three stooges, who would you say is your favorite stooge and why?
You bleed teeth, spittle mouth, Harry.
You want a good bit? Interview yourself. Ask yourself upsetting questions.
I forget it, man. Really?
Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible.
All right, it's my first time around.
It's terrible.
I'm sure your first bit in the world wasn't the most.
First bit I ever did was on college radio, where it belonged. This is where this belongs. On college radio.
Exactly. Did I ever say that? It
doesn't belong on here. Don't bring this to me. Whenever you write a bit, do it on your college show.
You know, do you really think that you should?
Oh, man. Oh,
look at
please.
Him. Like, you know, if you had people like this doing this to you, you know, on your first bit.
I did, but I did it on college radio, so nobody heard it.
Well, there you go. I got
you don't put this on Three Cities.
Oh, man.
Why? It's giving
great.
You a good bit.
So how no, great was everybody that he previewed this to? Because he must have played this for somebody before he brought it up to Howard.
I have and a feeling like, that they just
like,
had
this
it's
is
good.
Awesome. Yeah, just this is right. Awesome. Roll with it. Howard's going to love it.
Yeah, no doubt.
I can tell you one thing. He never heard it before it aired. I guarantee he never checked in on it.
You don't think
or
so?
Gave any. And of course not. Of course not. I guarantee you, that's the first time he heard it, probably, or the second time, but he didn't have any notes or anything. Like, what's he going to add? He doesn't know how to edit. He doesn't know how to do any of that.
If that's true, that's insane.
The last thing, what was it we were watching or playing something? What was it? It was his interviews, right? Mm-hmm. Or something, and Howard's yelling at him, and he's like, and then we find out he didn't even. Oh no! It was the Grillo prank. That's what it was. It was the Grillo prank with the audition. He wasn't even there at the prank, and he hadn't even heard the edited shit that E put together to play to give to Howard to play.
Yeah, it wasn't even mic'd, right? It was
correct.
Like far away.
This.
All right. What is it? Forget it.
Smell forget it. Hey, tell Howard to call me, huh?
Dweezil's got the hots for Madonna. I got the hots for Justine, so Dweezil moved back. She's mine.
Hickory dickory.
I don't even know what's going
they
on.
They don't make any sense, these things.
Are they supposed to be having an argument?
All right.
Are they? No, wait, no, seriously. Is this the tape of Gary talk? Is it supposed to be Gary talking to Dice?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Because see, what's supposed to be going on is that Dice is talking to Gary.
I swear to you,
and he's destroying non sequiturs to avoid you.
Wait, say that again. Oh, wait, okay, maybe.
Hold on. Somebody say my mic's choppy.
No, no, it's the sound.
Oh, okay.
It's the sound of the thing.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I'm being serious now. Gary and Dice are talking. All right. Remember before when Gary met Dice at the pool all the time?
Right.
I did Burns pool, and he did not. You know, they had to John whatever Dice. They were kind of bringing you up.
See, he's typical of people who think what I do for a living is easy.
Yes.
I never.
You're typical. You're typical.
Yeah, it's insane. It's insane. Nobody can follow this. John can't even explain it properly.
This is the only thing I can't follow.
People who think what I do for a living is easy.
Listen, forget
we should make everyone who thinks my job is easy write a bit one time.
I just wanted to say to John.
This part's supposed to be that.
All right, so Gary is talking to Dice.
Yes, and.
All right, now they're saying everything's crackling. Hold on. I got
it. It sounds like the background, like it was always doing it, the tape.
So when I'm talking right now, there's no crackling.
No.
No.
No. It's
Frog?
It's the back.
I don't hear anything. Yeah, I don't hear the crackling on my phone or in the YouTube studio when you're not playing the thing.
Sound is getting worse. Hold on. Frog, fix that damn background play feature. That has nothing to do with the sound. Yeah, I got a complaint. This bit stinks. You're fine, Shuli. It's the audio file. Gotcha. All right. So
we'll clean up the audio next time.
Yeah.
We were focused on the animation this time.
Yeah. But so let me skip to the package then. So I don't want to annoy people with the audio if it's not sounding good. You know what I mean? But we'll get it tight. It's a little tease. We're bringing it. It'll be full tilt, ready to go shortly. But just so you know, we're working on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what year was this bit? You know, he was on 3 markets, so it had to be pretty early.
It was early 80s, probably mid 80s, right?
Mm-hmm. Was Billy West on his audio? Was that Billy West doing a voice?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it had to be like early 90s, late 80s, 89, 90.
Okay. Now he's crackling, I hear.
That's his mic.
God.
Yeah.
No, it's my laptop because I have to.
Going to hell.
AG, forget the back. Forget Frog. Get on the background play. Not a YouTube problem. It's on your end, pal.
Yeah. Tell me what setting to change back here, and I will change it. I promise. The stream is set up no differently than any other stream, other than the fact that it's members only.
Hmm.
Okay.
That snarkiness was free.
Yeah, that's compliments. That's on the house, ladies and gentlemen.
Snarkiness.
See you on Friday. Oh, hey, Andy.
Oh, hey, Donna.
Hey.
Hey.
That simply is not true, AG. Google it, Eric. We're getting it. Nerd Wars. Notice Howard's note. He smells again. Andy wins. Yeah, absolutely. Little shit he put in there. I loved it, man. Great job, Andy. All right. Yeah. Let's get into this. We had this. This was, we all loved the different Johns. One of my favorites is Creepy John. Welcome this package, a little blast from not so far in the past, but his return early on when he was friendly with one Elisa Jordana before he called the cops on her and her friend for being parked in his driveway for a sleepover. So let's get into it.
Let's see.
Hello. Sorry.
Skull.
I tried to edit the broadcast as I was going on. I was DMing with Carl from
Wow.
Why Do I Podcast? And he was telling me that you can start a show live.
He looks like he's a soap villain. You know, like it's like.
He's anti-soap.
Yeah, it's like I'm coming to get you, soap.
I won't touch you, but I'll kill you.
It's like they just thawed him out of an ice block.
Yeah, yeah.
Change it to go to Patreon. So, like, you tease it live, and you go to Patreon. He's the marketer. Look, all I know is I was trying to do that, but I don't know. So, if this one goes out live,
so just to recap, all I know is. I don't know. That's basically what he just said.
Don't worry.
So because greasy.
It'll be put straight onto Patreon, and only Patreon people and my YouTube members can see it. So subscribe, because the show next week Don't forget, if you don't catch it live, straight to my Patreon.
Just, how long did that last?
It's like MLC, because Kevin Brennan knows the hell he's doing.
Oh, this is the first sign of the crush back then. Yeah. Early stages of love.
And then he started cleaning up after that.
Yeah, that's right. Kevin said, I don't want no damn long hair as my man.
Gola! So, a lot to unfold here in
unfold
in the Devilverse.
A lot to unfold here,
if you will. Listen to me. You look like shot. I don't think I look that bad, although my mother did tell me yesterday. She goes, John, could you cut your hair?
With an axe?
That hair, I don't like it. And I'm like, Mom, it's the awkward long hair stage. Let me deal with my midlife crisis, please. Look, it's not easy.
Everything's always up there.
Yeah.
Like what's going on up there?
Lies. Lies are floating around up there. But I mean, that's the only thing. The only thing can be bugs or lies. One of the two.
Getting old. I can't stand it.
It's a school.
Let's see.
Go over the schedule. All right. The Opster was supposed to be on today. But due to a scheduling problem, really, there was big storms and he couldn't leave the city to go to his Hampton house. And so
he does it. He does his show from his place in New York City all the time.
Right. All the time. All the time. And I guarantee you he went live that day.
And so I believe his apartment is above clouds. That's how high it is.
Right. He's closer to the satellites than any of us. All right. His connection is the best. Yeah.
His podcast gets rained out like a Yankees game.
Yeah.
So they have to put the tarp over the field. And
my dog ate the StreamYard link, dude. I'm so sorry.
Wait a minute. We just got this in. Breaking news. Breaking news.
What do you got?
So someone just sent this to me. This is the last post on John's Patreon from March 15th.
Oh, staying on top of things.
Getting your money's worth over there.
All right. There you go. Sign up.
Be on tomorrow. Now, Carl and I have been talking about...
Newsflash, Opie was not on tomorrow.
About doing a show together, and we talked about Tuesday, and I just realized Tuesday I booked a very, very important guest that I think you're all going to enjoy.
Well, until he gets on your show.
But I'm not going to tell you who.
Let's see.
Yeah, the beer in the balcony is on my mom's sofa. Yeah. Yes. Vince a shyster or what? Vince is a fucking scumbag.
How about
that? He's on his show right now.
Yeah. His show right now. Yeah, he is.
You know, it's a real will they, won't they?
A lot of Sam and Diane energy there.
Modern
huh?
lighting.
Yeah, look.
I wanted to.
There you go.
But I knew it.
There's the lovebirds. Back at it.
Now, Laverne. Look at the curl on John.
Yeah.
Hello, Laverne.
What Vince
did. Screenshot earlier. I think Vince looks great here.
Yeah. I love it.
He looks like that detergent stuff that he always talks about, the Downsy.
Oh, the Downsy detergent. Yeah. John's favorite.
To me and Carl is so egregious that I can't believe that he calls himself a lawyer.
Yeah.
It is, it's not
go ahead.
Comprehensible, if you will.
Not comprehensible.
But yeah, I'll get it.
Is it comprehensible, Mike, in your opinion?
I do not think it is.
Annie Thomas loved hooker. Or a man of my intelligence to ingest.
Where's my pen?
It's not comprehensible. What? What?
What was that? What was the whole?
I'm going back.
Right. Yeah, let me hear.
Comprehensible, if you.
Oh, hold on. I gotta go back.
A lawyer. It is. It's not. It's not comprehensible, if you will.
If you will.
But yeah.
If you will, Jack. If you will, Daddy. It's not. Oh my God, that hurts my brain trying to repeat that. I don't know how he does it. He's so consistent.
I'll get a green sheet over here so I can do my background.
Green sheet. Some call it a green screen, but hey, whatever. It's all good. If a sheet's the only thing you could get, understood.
Maybe he's literally getting green shit. I have to wipe shit all over the back of my.
Irregardless, nonetheless, it's incomprehensible.
Let's see. Opie's podcast. You know, Elisa, what are you doing?
I'm not happy with how I look right now. There's a huge storm, and there's a tornado. So I have a good
Elisa, but you're a beautiful girl. We want to see you.
Somebody needs something for the spank bank. Come on.
Just show your boobs.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of a tornado, and you just asked me to do this 2 hours ago.
I know, but you said you were going to get ready 2 hours ago.
All right, but my hair is still wet. I don't look good.
How can you? It's impossible that you don't look good.
I don't look good right now. My hair is wet. Let's just start talking, John. I'll make it good. Don't worry.
All right. I said to you, come on.
Okay, I'm going to look at myself. Hold on. You go.
Mike, check your email.
Oh, I will.
Okay, hold on. I'll look at myself.
There's no way you can look bad. Look at me. I'm a mess.
Stop. How do I put my camera on it? Oh, here. Oh, right.
You think you don't look good.
My hair is wet. There's a tornado.
You look stunning.
Yeah. My hair is wet.
You look stunning.
Yeah. Oh,
here comes more rain.
I love that.
Wow. Chuckster?
That's great. Yes.
Well, hold on. Todd. Hold on, my friend Jake. What's up, Jake?
Oh my God.
What?
So today I had a really funny day.
Okay, but I'm on Stuttering John's podcast right now. Can I call you back?
Nothing important.
Yeah, why do you think I answered? I'm on a podcast.
I mean,
of course.
I love you. I'm going to call you right back after this.
Okay? Hi, Jake.
Surely.
This is Jake. Okay. All right. All right,
so Mike just goes in the private chat about what year was this? This is months ago.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeesh.
Yeah, this is him at the Florida place.
Right. Yeah, now I remember. Yeah.
July 2023.
Okay. Wow. July. I wanted to get the date for the book for all these days.
That will live in unfunny.
Unfunny. That's great.
So, Elisa, let's get it. First of all, you look gorgeous.
I don't like the way I look right now at all.
I'm the guy here, please.
I'm the guy here. Don't shut your mouth, woman. I'm telling you, you look fine. Midlife crisis, more like 98% dead crisis. Stuttering John is a piece of shit that will never learn. Love you guys. Thank you, Dismiss. That's a long one, so I gotta move this. I lie awake dreaming of his leathery face, sparse, spiky hair, zipper jackets covering his manly chest, trumpet toots that make me wet. Love you, Bob. The last of the morons.
Ooh, leathery.
Leathery. When John dies, can we watch his autopsy on Blunder Years? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. We're going to be taking bets. Oh, my God.
We're going to be doing jello shots with his liver.
Yeah. Freudian slip. Sorry. What are you going to do? You know? No
perfect. Please trust me.
Oh, my God. It's lightning. I hope I don't get struck right now. I'm right by the window.
That's what I want to ask you about. So let's just start talking.
Okay. All right.
How the heck? Okay. The last time I hung out with you was in L.A., right?
Did you get that email, Mike?
I did. I think I might check that out.
Okay.
Pay attention. Focus.
I'm telling my Discord I'm here.
You want to. You don't have to.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Here.
Okay.
I'm live with Stuttering John, unfortunately. Okay, there you go.
See, you are funny.
I wish I was dead, but.
See, you broads can make me laugh. Look at that.
Did she just say, I wish I was dead?
Yeah.
You did.
Oh, my God.
So let's get into it. So you were working for a gold, you know, like a gold company, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I was working commodities. What happened? What happened was I was working for the gold company. I didn't like it. There was a lot of bad stuff going on there. And I met Andy Dick through my podcast. He asked me to marry him. He was live streaming, and I got very obsessed with it.
All right. Hold on. Check in over here real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, want to talk to you about our good friends over at Mint Mobile. That's right. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, people, it's that there's always a catch. Except when it comes to Mint Mobile, who offer you $15 a month wireless plans when you purchase a three-month plan. And again, if you're thinking, what's the catch? There is none. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. So they cut the cost out of retail stores and pass the sweet savings directly to you. And don't worry, just because you're getting a better deal doesn't mean the quality isn't there. It is. The only difference you're going to notice is how much cheaper your phone bill is going to be. So get ready to say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is coming to the rescue. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. So you're probably thinking, how do I do this? How do I get the three-month unlimited wireless plan for $15 a month? To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Shuly. That's mintmobile.com/Shuly. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Shuly. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Folks, want to talk to you about our friends over at Prize Picks. What is Prize Picks, you ask? Well, they just happen to be America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It is the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. All you got to do is just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks is one of the best ways to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Another cool thing they do is they offer insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half, does not return in the second, Prize Picks will have your back and not count that as a loss. Prize Picks is extremely simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entries in less than 60 seconds. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one fantasy sports app. So check it out. Download the app today and use code RICO for a first deposit match of up to $100. You hear what I said? Download the app today, use code RICO, and they will match your first deposit up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Prize Picks. Let's get back to the show.
For Joe, do you?
I want nothing to do with him.
What?
I want nothing to do with that Phil Russo guy.
And Vince, you know, what's your deal with KC?
Oh, we're good friends. I mean, we're really good friends. Yeah, off the air.
They are fucking kids and fucking mom and kids. You know,
it's that Mike the Link.
He's got a mom too. You know what I mean? And tell me if you keep fucking around like this, and I'm going to stop fucking with his mom. And I don't want to do that.
I don't think KC's fucking with your mom unless he did something I didn't see.
Yeah, but he's fucking texting and sending fucking, you know, Suzanne or shit, trying to get her on the show. And, you know,
well, he sees it.
People's money. Yeah, right. On. That's like, what I'm trying to say.
Well, that's another question, John. I've never spoken to KC about that, about whether he's trying to contact her. But do you believe that the Shuly Network is behind potentially contacting Susanna?
Yeah.
Do you think that they're using KC as a conduit to get to Susanna?
Yes. Because they, I think I told you this already, because they know that Susanna will that has hung out with KC. Like, none of them have any.
John, we're not going after your wife, dude.
Tell Mike to take his penis out.
I know you, KC has an issue with you. And
tell him to grow one first.
Relating to people that are not involved in this. Now, John, if they do that, what are you going to do with Terry Lynn Morse?
Well, that's the point. And that's
such a fucking
Terry
douche.
Lynn Morse.
He's such a douchebag. I'll keep my eye on it. I'll watch. But he ain't letting Mike on. You know he's going to pussy out.
Wow, so you fell for Vince's joke to get Mike's wife's name on Uncle Rico?
Yeah, exactly. Right, Mike's in on it. Yeah.
But, yeah, but what ever happened with you and Andy? Because that was a whole weird thing.
He's on his way here. He's driving across the country right now.
But isn't he? He's gay, right?
I think so, yeah.
It's so funny. Gay, it's so funny.
Hey, dying. Oh, you're killing me, Elisa. You're killing me.
So you're saying he loves his last name?
Unbelievable. Can I use that?
Comes to me. He's no interest in opening up with me.
Did you guys consummate your engagement?
That's what I mean. No, we didn't.
Would you have?
Why is he yelling like she's a foreigner? Like,
he's getting excited.
Would you have? Consummated your engagement.
You hear the thunder? You hear it?
Uh-oh. Wait. I think you just mentioned.
Are you fucking?
But do you see a live person?
Yeah, but I don't know if it's one of those fake. Sometimes they have
right, but who is it at least depicting to be?
It looked like it could have been Silent Mike. I don't know.
Oh, exciting.
Pete, thanks for the $2. All fake super chats. Go Bills.
Moving on. Mm-hmm. Big tough guy. Take us all out. We're there.
Yeah, that's bad.
It'll go away in about 2 minutes. Would you have?
It was one night he was like acting very sexy, like. I might have that one night, but every other night now.
Tell me, Vince, is this a ghost I see before me?
Yeah. How long were you back there?
Two words, Barra. Oh,
I know. As soon as he saw me,
I was waving. As soon as he saw me, he
threw you out, blocked you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He says, I don't know who it was. I couldn't see the avatar. I got
the
this.
Usual but, MO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In all fairness, how often does that happen to you, Mike, on podcasts?
You show up backstage and they block you.
People,
kid's got a point.
No, because I couldn't understand it. Because I was always under the impression that he was a gay man. I didn't know that.
No, he leans gay, but he's been married to two different women, and I think he did.
He leans.
Like,
he backs up gay. He doesn't lean.
Yeah, nobody leans. They go in reverse. You're right, Bob. Now that I think about it, it makes total sense.
He bends down gay.
That's why he's the G-O-D, mother effers. Thank you.
We've been talking to each other for 3 years, and he calls me his fiance, and he's very, like, committed to calling me that, but he never tried to hook up with me like sexually. But he likes me as a person and loves me as a person.
Well,
that's a gay guy, right? I mean, we're not, you know.
Well, I guarantee John's going to say, "Well, who couldn't? Who wouldn't?" Or something like that.
You know, I would have. No means nothing to me. That's how beautiful you are.
I were there. You know, I would try endlessly to hook up with you sexually.
That's just that press board. I fuck right through. No.
Yeah, he found a more disgusting and way of saying the joke that I just said, but he was serious about it.
You know, I would have tried if I was there.
Listen to him.
I were there. You know, I would try endlessly to hook up with you sexually.
Endlessly.
That's why I'm across the country right now.
It's funny because it's true. Damn, Shuli, no super chats today. I know. Speaking of. Wait, now I think he said Midler life crisis. Oh, now that makes more sense.
That's great.
He looks like a rotisserie chicken glazed in vomit that was dropped on hair-covered barbershop floor. Look at you, Woody. Got to get Woody on one of these blunder years with us behind the wall. John looks like a cavity creep. Colgate doesn't stand a chance against this human decaying ability. Thank you, Gar. Can you send Mike more often? No need to get back, Mike. Well, there you go. There's some super chat.
I do have a picture of me waiting back in his.
Put that up when you get a chance. So you can see we now have to document. We now have to take photographic evidence that we actually were backstage and he's lying.
You can see how difficult it was for him to see me.
He says it might have been AI, though he wasn't sure. There he is. Look. Yeah.
AI mic. Yeah, we have a hologram mic just in case he dies. Throw him out there like Tupac.
Right.
Except that one's too chatty.
Yeah. We just paid for the visual. There's no audio to the mic, so it's perfect. Nobody will know the difference. Hey, there he is. What's up? Hold on. Mike? Mike. Which one's which? You're both laughing. Get that out.
That one's only funny.
That one was good. Bring that one back. Yeah. Get rid of this one.
Only Bob can decide. We put apples on both their heads. Bob has to find the real mic.
Kick him. No, kick him.
Bruce Lee in like the House of Mirrors.
Okay, so I'm a teacher.
Yeah,
exactly. Teacher too now. I teach this.
Well, I take my exam on the 23rd of August to be.
Meanwhile, she goes, no, I teach this. Like, and he laughs in her face and goes back to talking about him teaching. This is great.
So I'm a teacher too now. I teach this.
Well, I take my exam on the 23rd of August to be a fully credentialed teacher. But
are you
right
like a
now,
substitute
I'm a long-term
teacher?
What?
Are you like a substitute teacher or something right now?
Yeah, I do long term right now. So I did for
every class with you seems long term, John.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Chippin says, please stop. One mic is enough. I agree. That won't happen again. I promise. Isn't Kate Meany bringing a friend to Florida for Stuttering John? That was the talk.
Mm-hmm.
Remember he had bless you. Remember he had the whole scenario on the motorbike with her on his little Harley.
Oh yeah.
And she would be holding on and the other girl holding on to her.
Like Top Gun.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And we'll play some beach volleyball, you know. Fucking sweat and glisten.
This last thing I did 3.5 months of science, 3.5 months of drama, but I write my own exams. I teach my own, you know, curriculum.
Wait, you teach drama, a drama class?
Drama and science, yeah.
Oh, really?
And then last year was algebra and math. 7th, 8th grade algebra and
isn't algebra algebra isn't that math?
It's it's a higher the higher level of math.
I took it for a year.
Right.
Had a workout.
That's all I needed was a year.
That's it.
I aced it.
That's it. All I need to see is that letters were involved and I'm out. I hit the chess clock. I'm out of here.
Math.
And
I'm a lot smarter than you think, Alicia.
I'm like blown away. I don't know what to say about that. Wow. So you're good at math?
So she's basically going, so you just look stupid. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, like I took the CBEST exam, which is like 4 hours of comprehensive algebra reading and writing, and I aced it.
You did? And what inspired you to get into teaching? Did someone tell you?
Idiot savant. Without the savant. What?
Did someone, like, why did you go into teaching and when?
Homeless.
When COVID happened, all my gigs got canceled.
Still an ongoing problem.
I was sitting in my refrigerator box, and I'm thinking to myself, self, you need to do something. Get back.
Good friends from the pub.
I was fighting a rat over a piece of pizza, and I was like, self.
This might not be a good look, you know?
Yeah.
Our school teachers said, John, become a teacher. I go, can I? And they told me, do you have a four-year degree? I said, yeah.
Close.
Do you have good grades? Yeah.
I go, can I? And they go, John, you can do whatever you set your mind to. And I was inspired.
Yeah. Take this test. And then, boom, I did.
And did your life improve once you started doing that?
No.
Do you feel happier? You're drinking less, right? Drink
a- Shut your mouth. Skull.
Oh my God.
Scroll.
Yeah.
Unless I don't smoke anymore.
I remember you would go to that bar. It's called like Piggly Wiggly's or something.
Pickwick Pub, yeah.
Yeah, Pickwick. I remember you going there like.
No, they called me Piggly Wiggly. The bar was called Pickwick Pub.
Every day.
Let's see.
So who was, just be honest with me, and I know you will be. Who was better in bed?
I was going to joke and say, here comes a dick size question, but I was like, it's not, it can't be.
Benji, Ethan, or David?
Well, Benji's the best guy out of all those guys. So,
but who was better in bed? Just bed.
Nobody's good in bed. Only like two people in my life have been good in bed.
Who are?
I can't. Actually, she don't know.
Right. You don't remember?
I said two, but I didn't really have anybody in mind.
I think you're right, Zen. She said two, and she's like, yeah, those two people don't exist. Whoops.
I don't know. I mean, people are good before you get to that, I think. It's like very exciting. Like, I like the time, like when you're the courting area, the courting stage is like the most fun. Like, once you get to the second.
Yeah, when they pay for everything and buy stuff. Yeah, right.
That's when I come. John's like, me too.
I'm always thinking about court. No, courting, John. I'm courting.
Court everybody.
Oh, I'm in court every other day. They had to throw me out.
Like, I don't like that part. That's like my least favorite part. I like when you first meet the person, it's like super exciting. You know, you're imagining all these great things, and then it just goes downhill from there.
Let's see.
This, did you, were you at Stern when Shirley was there?
Yeah.
Well, he just decided to steal an idea from this guy, Carl, who stole the idea from Open Anthony, who stole the idea from Howard Stern. And it's all just.
If this was at a bar, Elisa right now would be like, hold on, I'm getting a call real quick. Give me 1 second, and you'll never see her for the rest of the night.
Just about goofing on one person. And
wait, what's the idea, though? What was the idea that was stolen?
Oh, all he did was play clips of my show and just sit around and goof on it.
How did you steal that from Howard?
Who, me? No, yeah. I stole that from Carl.
Well, but then he said who stole it.
O&A.
Well, Carl, right. Carl stole it from O&A from Jocktober, and then O&A stole it from Howard, who didn't do a Jocktober, but would just feud with other stations in the market to become number one. So, yeah,
So Howard invented feuds.
So Howard invented feuds, yes. Then there's Steve Allen. It always goes back to Steve Soupy Sales.
Really, it doesn't. I don't care. He's a hack, but at some point, he's like,
I mean, this was back in the day when he didn't care. So this is impressive.
Like,
Doesn't that help you at all? When you
no, because nobody knows who he is. He actually has zero credits. Zero.
John, you're making more money now podcasting than you ever have before. Mm-hmm. That's thanks to Carl, thanks mm-hmm. to us, and anyone else who keeps you alive.
Well, he has one credit.
Yeah, he was a whack pack wrangler on fucking Howard Stern. Come on, Elisa. That's not a real credit. Let's see. Brooks Robeson, thanks for $5. Elisa, in your last interview with John, you said he sent you a picture several times when he was hitting on you. What was the picture?
I don't remember. I actually don't remember that, you guys. It was so long ago. It's like
I don't think I ever sent you a picture, did I?
And I don't remember that. I don't even know. Like I am sorry. I just don't remember that.
No, I wouldn't have sent.
He definitely sent her pictures. He sent her he sent her the shirtless cabbie fight promo. He took a picture off of the TV on his phone of him shirtless in the promo for the fight leading up to watching the fight. Like, he sent her that. He sent her the one that he has for the dating sites with the nose hair.
Right.
That one.
Let's see.
Hey, you got a time machine?
If you do, have fun dating this guy.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
but anyways, so Gonzo goes limp, and then what happens?
I want to hear about the other thing. What about the other thing with the so people are playing your show on their show, and you're upset about that?
Then Carl, the other guy who on his podcast, he has other content. He doesn't just need me.
So isn't it funny at this point, John knows Carl does other things other than just talk about John. But mm-hmm. nowadays when he talks about Carl, all he does is talk about John, and Carl owes everything to him. It's amazing what he knows when he's not upset at the person versus what he knows when he is upset at the person. Fascinating specimen.
Shuley is such a hack. I'm his fucking cash cow.
Moo, bitch, moo.
LOL cow.
Yeah, LOL cow, yep. No BS to start the day is like a day without toast. Well, we'll have your toast for you tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. Stuttering John, I tested positive for every test I took, so why not be a teacher? No problem. Clayton, John thinks he's killing it when he talks to these broads. It's so cringe, but I can't not watch. That's why creepy John, flirty John is one of my favorites. Because he's the last to see how bad he looks, you know? He truly is a modern-day Foster Brooks. John stole his originals from the Little Rascal. Oh. Wendy conducts a better interview than John. Hey, Nimrob, good to see you. Mm-hmm. She keeps saying she doesn't like guys who only want sex, and he keeps veering chat towards that very thing. Mm-hmm. She could bleed him dry if he wasn't broke. Oh, Carol, you ain't kidding. You ain't kidding.
Listen, if he hadn't called the cops on her in his driveway, we might have found that out.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any talent on his own. So he just has...
Why don't you just, let him, do that? Like, who cares what he
did? I did.
Oh, okay.
7 straight months I haven't been around.
Okay,
so you let him do it, and then now you're upset or something?
No, I'm not upset, but then, but he made all this money off of me.
Now it's real. It was real money back then.
Mm-hmm. Right. And notice no mention of attacking his children or family. Notice that.
Mm-hmm.
Which, according to him, today, we've been doing it for 3 years.
Right.
Attacks off of that?
Yeah, but he even came on my show and said, "Well, you pay for a lot of my kids' vacations."
But so what?
Oh, I don't care. I just said, "Well, they should love me more than you."
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why you care, and if somebody's playing your show, just let everybody play your show. That's what I do.
I don't care. It's just that he's so. I just don't like him, Elisa. He's smug. He thinks he's done.
Why are you shaking your head? Yes, Zen. You're watching Zen.
He makes good points sometimes, man. It's moments of clarity through the fucking fog, dude. What am I going to tell you?
Things, and he hasn't. He has this arrogance. Like, there are some people that can goof on me, and I love them. Doesn't matter. Like Kevin Brennan. I actually love that guy. I think he's funny as hell.
I actually love that guy. He said
Wow. What was the date again? July 2023, huh?
Yep.
Well, this is right up after Brendan paid him $3,000.
Oh, wow. We're coming up on the anniversary.
Well, this was also, I'm going to be the new co-host, John, too. Yeah.
Bob had left. You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. So John was going full steam ahead, sucking as hard as he can.
Even Carl is good at goofing on me, you know? Mm-hmm. I can appreciate if they're good at it.
Oh, so you like when Carl does it.
Lame.
Right.
And so smug. You're just like, dude, take my name out of your mouth. You suck.
But I don't think you can take like your name out of his mouth. So
yeah, because I'm his cash cow. I'm the golden goose. Because I'm a character. At least I have something that is called charisma. He doesn't have that.
Oh, my God. As he lights you up from his face.
Oh, my God.
That was amazing.
Smug equals uppity Jew.
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah. But I don't care.
You're too cute. They can't.
You seem awfully upset about it.
No.
It's all an act. It's all an act for Super Chat.
Let's see.
Oh, here's Gonzo. Gonzo, last call. Gonzo, you're calling too much, I think.
Jesus.
Okay, one more call. Question for John. John made a very public statement that he thought that you had herpes.
Me?
And that Benji had herpes. So still.
No,
that's a good question, Gonzo. That's a very good question.
She's such a ball buster, too. She's like, that's a very good question, Gonzo. Thank you.
Now he's going to throw somebody else under the bus because that's how he does it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, watch. It's going to be Gary. Gary told me it's going to go right to this. You're so right, Bob.
Hold on.
That's
a good question, Gonzo. That's a very good question.
Why
are you spreading that about me?
Alisa, that's not true. It was about somebody else.
Who was that about? Benji. Who was it?
Let's just say that
he's lying. He said numerous times that Benji, according to him, had that.
I don't want to get myself in any legal problems, but let's just say another Stern guy who was with one of our Stern staff member, female members. So when I was with her at a hotel in LA, she said this very buff Stern guy gave her herpes.
Is that like KC guy?
I'm not saying, but that's so
it's what, amazing.
Could be any one of the buff staffers over at the Howard Stern show.
It's Jason Kaplan. I knew it.
Yeah. One of the staffers that looked like a male model. I'll say that, but I'm not naming names.
Because you've never seen John Hine up close.
Wasn't Benji? He's got that wrong.
I feel like I do remember you telling people that
that you had heard.
Yeah, you're right. Lisa, you know he did. You know he said it about Benji. And, you know, that includes you.
Herpes?
I feel like you did, but it's okay. John, I forgive you.
Alisa, how would I know that?
I don't know. People like spread.
You wouldn't know it, but here's the important part, John. It wouldn't stop you from saying it, whether you knew it or not. That's who you are.
Stuff about me.
All he has to do is hear it, and he'll say it. Mm-hmm. He doesn't give a fuck if it's true or not.
Me all the time. I don't know.
Let's see.
I don't know how people.
Put it this way: when this girl told me that she had it, I wouldn't. I don't want any of that crap. I mean, I can't do that. You know,
take what you can get, John. Just don't worry about it.
Oh man!
Aren't you having fun? Didn't I tell you it was going to be fun?
Swallow.
And it's.
Let's see.
Fun. All right. Last thing.
Yeah.
What's going on with Benji?
He's working on his herpes.
Yeah. What's he looking at now?
So I talked to him. He's helping me with, I'm writing an article right now about YouTube for like a financial magazine. and he's helping me edit it right now. So he's very helpful, nice to me always. But, you know, I wish we talked more. I miss talking.
So you would still go back to Benji, right?
I would. I definitely would. He is the nicest person in the world.
Am I off to think that? Because I think he's uglier than me. No?
No.
Just let that sit there for a minute while we get to the super chat.
Why, you don't want my lunch too?
Zen's got to check the SpaghettiOs. How long has Stuttering John known KB? He loves him? Ew. Yeah. Stuttering John not realizing he'll never bang her is pathetic. Like that motherfucker doesn't have her. Sometimes you read a chat and you hear the voice. You know what I mean?
Look at him.
No, he's better looking.
Boom! Real? You have? Oh my
God! And nicer. And nicer.
Nicer.
Oh my God! Oh my God! It's right there. Look at the snot.
Oh no.
Oh my God. I just noticed that.
Wow. Whoa.
Oh God.
What the fuck?
Oh
no.
Oh God.
I hope she says something real quick. Holy shit. I can't look at this.
I love the little come here look she has too.
I forgot all about this. Oh. When does it come out? Now I got to find when it appears. Okay. Oh, a little. Okay.
Four more,
all right.
Four more weeks of grossness. Seen his shadow.
Okay. All right.
Am I off to think that?
It's there. Oh, it's there.
He's ugly.
There it goes. Yeah. No, it's shining. It's starting to shine.
Yeah. It's more coming down.
You're a star, snot. Go out there and shine.
It was the point man went down, and it was like, all right, it's safe. Come on out.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we let gravity do its job.
To me?
Johnny Snotton. No. Give me a hand. Oh. Johnny Snotton. There it goes.
Oh, and he's drinking. It's touching his can. It's,
I can't anymore.
No, he's better looking.
Let's see. Wow. Is it gone?
Real?
No. Oh, no. Come on.
I like how it twinkles like a diamond.
It's only just begun.
And nicer.
It caught air. It's airborne. Look at that. Oh no, Bob, you all right? You okay? You're all right.
No, I can't look at that. I can't. I just can't.
You're all right. Just quick peek.
It's the funniest thing
ever. Nicer.
Oh, it's shaking. You see it shaking back and forth? Oh, yeah.
Nicer.
Nicer, better looking.
Come on, I made fucking ribs tonight, motherfucker. I want to have them after the show. No, I'm going to be snorting. I can't even breathe now.
Poor Bob. Hey, man up, motherfuckers. We're behind the wall. Anything goes.
Oh my God.
Everybody do the boogie shake. Come on, make that boogie shake.
Nicer than me.
You want me to keep going?
Oh, Jesus, my God.
Just fucking grab it with your tongue and get it out of there.
He went 3D on us.
Nicer,
better looking.
Who's nicer than me?
You want me to keep going?
Oh my God.
It's gonna jump. I can't. I can't. Viking says, how can he not notice? Exactly. How can you not feel something pulling on your nostril?
Oh, it's in his mouth.
DabbleCon, get ready. This is going to be one of the finalists, I'm sure.
Oh, my God. Oh my God. I'm going to throw up. I can't. Hey, everybody toughen the fuck up in the chat.
There you go.
It's a five alarm wipe. It's a five. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a five alarm wipe. Wow. Holy shit. Wipe. That's going to be the wipe, dance at DabbleCon too. The
wipe. Snot running down his elbow.
I got to count how many wipes.
Wow.
One.
God.
Two, one,
three,
funnier,
four.
Oh. Funnier, more good looking, more fun.
What's that?
Nicer.
It's still there.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. I had a booger on my face. What'd you say?
So, hold on. I got to call in the cab. I got to get it out of here. What the fuck was that? Did you leave? I didn't even notice that.
Oh my God.
What did he do to get it off? He went off screen for a sec. What?
Probably wiped it on a piece of clothing he has nearby, or a blanket, or a bath towel that's always nearby.
Nicer. How dare you?
Nicer. Oh, better.
I looked up to you. Thanks for the $5. Give Cardiff the link tomorrow. Senator John Zumach threatens him constantly. Cardiff might have some insight. Thank God Andy isn't driving. Disaster averted.
Oh no. No.
Oh God. Leave it there.
Oh no, God.
Oh, where'd he go?
Don't fight it. Don't fight it.
Maybe he missed it. He was putting it back on. You don't know.
Maybe he missed it because he got lonely of it, you know.
Right.
They wanted it back on.
Gonzo, what's up?
Oh, you know, we just shit.
You didn't start any of the stuff with Shuley, right? But you accused him of filming the video that got leaked at Howard Stern, the Pelican Brief, as they call it.
Oh, yeah.
And they're trying to get him fired.
Mutt, we called it the Pelican Brief.
That's a good question, Gonzo. Great question.
Great question, Gonzo.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Great question.
What's the question?
Okay, so Gonzo called in with a very good.
I'll tell you the question because I'm the one who emailed him to ask. No, I'm kidding. I don't. Why you tried to get me fired by saying I recorded and released the video of the summit? Why am I telling?
Good question. I found that to be a good question. So he asked if you were the one that was trying to frame Shuley for taking the video in that meeting, that secret meeting.
He's flipping out right now because he saw what he wiped, and he's like, this was on my face. Now he's got to think, how long was it on my face for? Oh, yeah.
Should I flush it or name it?
Did you do that? And if so, how would you know if it was him or not?
Hold on. I got to think about this.
If he came back and it was on his forehead, I would fucking just...
Why does it look like not only did he blow his nose, but he cut his nose hairs on that one? Because the other one looks like there's a fucking manhole cover over that nostril.
That'll stop it.
Yeah.
Want me to frame the question different?
No, I got it.
Okay.
I said that it was Shuley that sent the link out. Right?
Was he the one that took the video, according to you?
No link, stupid. This is him pretending he doesn't understand what's being asked.
I thought he was asking me about herpes. Now he just changed his whole fucking tune.
Herpes is boring. What about this?
Well, you know. okay. No. Well, I might have just said that to piss Shuley off, but actually, it wasn't Shuley that. Well, I don't know who gave it to me. The person who gave it to me anonymously. And didn't say who was. It could have been Shuley.
So you just wanted to make sure it was me by saying it was me. You weren't sure. You didn't know. You know, why not make up Christopher Reeve? Why not make up anybody at this point?
Right.
But did you say it was him for some reason?
Maybe, but no. I will still say that Shuley was one of my moles.
He told me all about how his wife was afraid to go in the hallway when Howard's in there.
So he was your friend?
I swear this drunk has a story mixed up with somebody else. I've talked to people who work there. I've asked them about it. They're like, nobody there remembers this ever happening. And again, the definition of a mole or a source on the inside is somebody that's giving you shit, you know, information from the inside. What is that story? How is he benefiting from that story? What am I revealing? Everybody knows Howard wants the hallway clear when he's walking around. No big revelation there. My wife was never up there strolling around in the halls.
He was your friend at one point, sounds like.
I thought he was.
What? Then what changed there?
He just decided that he saw dollar signs that he could make money off of me.
So nothing happened between you to cause the shift?
I interviewed him. He ran away from me. It wasn't, and I DM'd him after. It wasn't because it was him. The questions weren't about him. It was whoever we can find from the Stern Show. He just happened to be the only idiot sitting by the elevator.
So now you're an idiot. You see, you were already an idiot before this all happened.
It was your fault.
I'm not arguing that, you know.
Neither was.
I didn't ask him anything bad about
him. Did he try going up to other people?
About Howard and John Hine and...
Oh, no, that's the funny thing. Everybody else was behind me at the bar, and he never once walked over to any of those people or talked to any of them. He just turned around and left after that.
Because he knew they would all blank him.
Of course. It might even get worse. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, Ronnie ain't going to fuck around, man.
Hey, motherfucker.
Listen, you fucking prick. Fuck. You know, and Ronnie, from your shins down, he'll destroy you, dude. Mm-hmm. He'll fucking annihilate.
Unless you're wearing thick socks, you're in trouble.
Oh, you're in trouble.
And he was like a little pussy and had his little backpack and ran away, called security on me.
What pussy doesn't run away from you, John?
Yeah, what pussy doesn't wear a backpack? I mean, really, what are we talking about? No one's claiming I was a tough guy. Yeah, I had a backpack on.
Yeah, the security goes, why are you interviewing a turtle? It looks like a turtle with this fucking thing on.
Sir, leave this old student alone, please. Thank you.
You can't fuck with a tortoise in this fucking lobby.
is there a night class here tonight? What's going on?
These species are endangered, sir.
Yeah. Is there traffic school here? Was this guy?
He's on his way to go camping. Leave him alone.
And I like that. I'm like, I was at work. I'm waiting to do a contest of who could get more phone numbers, Brent Hatley or Benji Bronk on the street. That's my pressing job.
You know, but that was it. And then he got so butthurt and embarrassed that he decided to then, you know.
Ow, I'm butthurt. Ow. Man.
Like, he still is embarrassed. Alisa, he's come up with at least 10 different excuses for why he didn't say anything and looked and acted.
And another thing, the weather that night. Has anyone looked into that?
Yeah, your throat was
sore. Ugly. It was ugly. That affected my thought process in the moment. I'm not going to lie. That was the moon. She is an unforgiving bitch. Thank you.
Like such a pussy. So that's him, not me. Because, you know, if you would have came up to me in a fucking, I would have just talked to you. Hey, Lisa, let's go.
Cops on her.
Oh, my God. If we had the footage of her walking into him at the bar, please find that. Let's see, mister. I would have talked to you. Shut that off right now. Shut it off. I can't. You're embarrassing me here. You should have seen what he was dressed as, talking about she was embarrassing him. Oh, my God. Idiot.
Beer. Any chance to get lucky tonight?
He sounds like, who's that guy? Is that Louis Armstrong who sounded like that?
Hello, darling. Lisa, did I ask you anything that was mean?
No, I don't remember anything bad. It's just
no. Didn't I tell you it was going to be light-hearted, love life? Isn't that what we're essentially talking about?
Yeah, no, I'm enjoying right? you. I think you're it's cracked.
Isn't every day a gift, Elisa? Or am I just a fool for thinking that way?
Me up how you're getting so upset about the whole like Shuli podcast. That almost makes this worth it.
What are you doing after this?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know. Can you give me a list of enemies so I could go on all their podcasts?
She was on ours. Don't worry. She came on. She was great. Wait, hold on. When is the next Shawnee Zone? Tonight, 7 o'clock, right here on TSN. Hit like, hit subscribe. Well, you know, you guys are all subscribed, but hit like. Yeah. And
hit it again.
Hit it again. Member Punch up it. Again. Member up four times each. Come on, let's go.
What could it hurt?
Better to do it than to not do it. Am I right?
You do it twice. Maybe twice as much fun.
Let's see.
Oh, that was it. That was the package. Wow. Beautiful.
Great package.
That was great. There's more meat on that bone.
She's really good, bud. She is.
She is.
There's no doubt. Is.
Yeah. She knows what she's doing with this shit, for sure. Wendy's cat. He probably said, I hear she has herp, and everyone knows it's true. My buddy told me. That sounds like a John sentence, if I ever heard it. Looks like he's posing for Tiger Beat for slobs. Zen, I know you from Gas. You're great. 2 days Insta promo fucking killed me. I'm the one who said you're not allowed at colleges. Hope you found a ride. Benzona.
Thank you very much.
I've seen rotting dogs in trash bags, dead people with collapsed rib cages, and heard a death rattle on scene. This shakes me more than any of that.
Wow. What was this guy living his life like?
Hey, sounds like he's a first responder to me. Swear that booger achieved zero G's. Hope you're not having okra with dinner tonight, Bob. Who loves you? I do. Fireman John. Let's go. Flux, Bob, Shuli, Mike, and Zen, please come to my wedding. It's June 6th. Where?
Let's do it.
Right. Send me $300.
Only if Vince, Dirty Deeds, and Leo come can join me.
I mean, technically, love you guys. That's a personal together. Appearance.
love you guys all together now. 1, 2, 3. Go Bills.
Bye. Go bye.
Bills. You couldn't afford the other letters. Go bye. Go bye. He can never keep his lies straight. Any update on LA shows? As of now, we do not have an update. We're talking to a couple venues out there, and we're hoping to have some info for you in the next week or so. So hang in there. Yeah. And as far as tonight, we will be back tonight at 8:30, Rico. So join us then. Thank you to everybody
who
joined
us. Shout out to Vince for sending the link for John. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Vince. Thanks for giving us the link to John's show. Thank you, Mike. We'll see you guys at 8:30 right here on TSN on the other side. All right. So thank you to everybody who super chatted. BSShowLive.com. This weekend coming up, we're live doing stand up. Point Pleasant, Friday night, the 29th. Governors in Long Island, the 30th. BSShowLive.com is where you get tickets for both those shows. Hope to see you there. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you at 8:30. Bye.